For one final time here in 2023, it is the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. I'm sure they got plenty of business this holiday season with folks getting those gifts for their loved ones. And somebody that we love here on the WEOL Morning Show, none other than Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram, here to bring us that local news. Dave, how are we doing today, sir? How was the holiday?
Just fine, Rocco, just fine.
Fantastic, Dave. Have a pair of stories that you authored to discuss here this morning. Rare that we get that occurrence here on the Local Beat, but nonetheless, you had a huge headline late last week in the Chronicle-Telegram as the Lorain County Commissioners had that oh-so-famous or maybe infamous vote on the Marks Radio contract as they were met with some opposition regarding that Marks Radio contract. So I'll kind of let you dive into things here, Dave. What all went on with this vote, the approval of this new contract, and kind of what does that mean moving forward, I guess?
Yeah, so for the time being, Lorain County Board of Commissioners have passed a resolution that says they can enter into a $13.9 million contract with Motorola. It's more like a $17 million contract when all is said and done, and then part of a $27 million plan with the state chipping in about $10 million over the next, approximately 20 years or so. Until at least, to my knowledge, late in 2038 or so. Okay. So it's a multi-year contract. Let's call it a multi-year contract because there's still some, there's a lot of details involved with this, and that's one of those issues that, as they say, the devil is in the details. But let's just call it for the moment a lengthy multi-year contract for many millions of dollars, up to $27 million when it's all said and done. And this is an 18-month project that will bring Motorola Solutions in to build the multi-agency radio communication system, or MARCS. 78 counties out of 88 have this system. And two of the county commissioners, at least David Moore and Jeff Riddell, have said, "Hey, this is just for building the infrastructure around this project, right? This is to put in the infrastructure so that all these police chiefs, fire chiefs, Lorain County Sheriff's Office, deputies, and they can have whatever kind of handheld, portable, mobile radios that they want. We just need the infrastructure to allow those things to actually work." Now the police chiefs, the aforementioned fire chiefs, deputies and sheriff and the like, along with many elected officials, along with many union officials, have said, "Hey, we want this other system, Cleveland Communications Incorporated and their L3 Harris radios, civilian and military, military grade, state of the art, what they call phase two radios, with what are claimed to be better quality audio, that kind of thing." So there's been some back and forth. We've discussed this multiple times on the show about the kind of the back and forth between the parties saying, "Hey, we want right. this system," and the commissioners saying, "You can have that system." "Oh no, now you can't." Moore and Riddell rescinding a contract with CCI worth about $7.7 million back in January. So that's kind of where we are. Now, this approval was basically to enter into the contract with Motorola, again, over the objections of Commissioner Michelle Hung, who was sided with the police chiefs, the fire chiefs, the first responders on this issue. Hung tried to overturn this decision, or I should say, she also tried to allow opponents who showed up at Wednesday's very brief meeting to comment on the decision. But Moore did not allow public comment. By law, he has that right. You can have a public meeting. You have to have a public meeting when you make these kinds of decisions, but you do not, under Ohio law, unfortunately, have to by law allow public comment on these kinds of things. So there wasn't a public comment. That was disappointing to some of those opponents of the Marks contract. So now some of this is still potentially wrapped up in some litigation. Still kind of unclear at this point what the status of that is. A visiting judge was looking at this and saying, "Hey, the Lorain County Commissioners can vote on this, but there will be some things that we want to talk about in court, you know, as part of something. Now there's been some talk of a possible settlement. So that will be something that will be followed up on in the Chronicle. But for right now, the Marks contract is solidified. It's sitting there. Should take 18 months to 2 years to install all the infrastructure needed for this system. And then this setting off some of the fire chiefs and police chiefs, including Elyria Fire Chief Joe Pernesti, who basically said, "Look, I don't want a radio system. I don't want my radios to work in 2 years. I need them to work right now. I need to be hooked into the county system right now." He has bought the L3 Harris radios, the portable radios for his crews, for his firefighters, and he says, "I want to be hooked into the county system." That's a whole other can of worms. That Owen McMillan and I have reported on. So he's waiting to be hooked into the system to be able to use the radios that he has chosen, that his staff, his personnel have chosen. So we will probably be fighting about this for some time longer, or they will be fighting about this for some time longer.
Sure.
And that's kind of where we are right now.
All right. Well, whew, plenty to unpack there, certainly, and plenty to keep an eye on moving forward. Like you said, despite that contract being solidified, still some moving pieces, parts within that, obviously a bit of a timeline involved with all of this getting put in place. So we'll certainly keep an eye on that moving forward. Thank you for the breakdown, Dave. As another story that you had here, I believe this is over the weekend in the Chronicle Telegram. I'll just kind of read the headline here. I believe we've talked about Ross Environmental Services before, but now they're rebutting a claim made by opposition of Ross Environmental Services. So they've got some opposition. They're rebutting the claims from that opposition. What's all happening here, Dave?
Yeah, so this is a situation where a group called Stop Toxic Spread and its attorney, Gerald Phillips, who we've reported on frequently. He's of Avon Lake and a frequent critic of government, and he's filed a number of actions that we've reported on in the past, but he's the attorney for a group called Stop Toxic Spread out of Eaton Township. And as you might recall, Ross Environmental Services wanted to rezone some of its property to build what they call a monofill, basically a landfill that has only one material buried in it. And in this case, this is ash from Ross's incinerator on Giles Road in Eaton Township. Residents of the township were in opposition to this. Many of them were. I shouldn't say all of them. Some of them were in support of Ross. Others were not in support of Ross. But the ones who were in opposition came out to the Board of Trustees and came out to the zoning officials and said, "Look, we don't want this monofill. We're concerned about pollution, about the health effects on people in the township, in the county." And eventually the Board of Trustees and township zoning officials said, by a very slim margin, of only a couple of votes each time, Ross can rezone its property from light industrial to heavy industrial to build this monofill. Now, that's being fought by way of a referendum that will be on the ballot in March, that will be on the March primary ballot, and that is basically to overturn the Board of Trustees' decision to rezone that property. So we'll see what happens with that in March. I'm sure the lead-up to that will be full of a lot of reporting on the folks saying, "Hey, we don't want this," and Ross, giving their reasons why it should happen. For the moment, though, Ross has rebutted a number of claims by Attorney Phillips and by Stop Toxic Spread, particularly when Ross got permission from the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency, the Ohio EPA, to modify one of its permits for two additional storage areas for hazardous waste on its property. Now, this, according to Ross, does not increase the volume of waste that Ross is permitted to store on its property. The Ohio EPA confirms this. But Attorney Phillips and Stop Toxic Spread had said, "Oh, they're trying to, officials are trying to store more hazardous waste on its property, and we don't want this to happen." And they filed an appeal with the state commission that takes on these appeals, called the Environmental Review Appeals Commission. Again, a lot of details in this one, but Ross has said it's confident that the Environmental Review Appeals Commission will see through Stop Toxic Spread and Attorney Phillips' false allegations that were made on behalf of that group. And basically they said that, the appeal and the what's behind the appeal is just basically wrong. you know, Ross has not sought additional, basically additional space, just two additional areas where it will store what it already has on its property.
Okay.
After those have been modified and sort of, solidified and made safe for the storage of that material. A lengthy, press release that I wrote up and did some other, some other details and background, a lengthy statement, by Ross and its president and CEO, James Larson, the other day. And, Larson said it's really very straightforward. The permit modification allows for storage of the same volume of waste just in additional locations on Ross owned property, unquote. And the Lorain County Emergency Management Agency, said it was Ross is in compliance with all state and local laws, ordinances, things of that nature, and that they haven't done anything that they're not allowed to do. They've been reporting to the state and to locals, exactly what they have on property, and they're within their permitting rights. They're within what's allowed by their permits. So. Yeah, it's an ongoing process. Again, like I said, I'm sure there'll be a lot more leading up to the referendum, a lot more discussions, maybe public meetings, maybe we'll see exactly what happens. But I'm sure there'll be a lot more discussed about this prior to March.
Well, we will certainly look forward to that March ballot. And like you said, Dave, this will more than likely be a pretty hot topic leading up to things with meetings and all of that good stuff. So we'll keep an eye on that moving forward, no question. As again, we're joined this morning by Dave O'Brien on the Local Beat. It's brought to you by our friends over at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over at the CET working on this week as far as upcoming stories go leading into 2024?
I'll have some more on the county commissioners' issues, some leftover things from their most recent meeting. County government courts closed earlier this week, so a little bit less of that. But some updates on some lawsuits that are currently making their way through court. Just some things that I wasn't able to get to the week before Christmas. And that we will get to now. Still some more Santa Claus in the news. I know that there's some stuff happening with that. And some things like Giving Tree. I know that there was Lorain County Recorder had done a little Giving Tree event,
yeah.
collecting for folks. And that's pretty good. Still waiting on those post general election campaign finance reports, and so I get to do a lot of math coming up here real soon. So not everybody's favorite, especially after the holidays. You get gifts, and then you get something that basically sometimes amounts to a lump of coal, but it's still important to follow the money. So we'll see more of that. And ChronicleT.com, Chronicle Telegram print edition. Please pick up a copy of one. Or both, or read some stories online, and then do the crossword in the print edition. Please do that. It's important. Local news is important. Local journalism matters.
Yes, sir, it does. No disagreement here. And while most are doing the math on the gift cards they may have received, you'll be working away on those finance reports. So always fun activity there. Oh, all right. And like Dave said, check out the Chronicle Telegram print edition or the digital e-edition, over online at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, before I get you out of here, we got to share one more scanner story for 2023. How are we closing this year out?
Well, just not really a holiday one. Maybe next time we'll have a much better holiday scanner story. I'll keep my eyes peeled. But again, we're going to go once again to our Western Bureau out in Colorado. My good buddy Mitchell Byer is a deputy editor at the Boulder Camera out there in the near the foothills of the Colorado Rockies. Hashtag scanner for the win. Quote. Caller in a Subaru said a person threw a tennis ball at their window and told them to slow down. The caller followed the tennis ball thrower back to their address. They are now in a verbal disturbance with the tennis ball thrower, who is drunk.
That's like rule number one of like traffic rage, right? Like, don't
don't follow the guy home. Like, I understand, right? It's a nice Subaru. You don't want a tennis ball being thrown at it. I get it. But, man, that is like rule number one of road rage. Yeah, do not follow them home. That's not what you want to do. You might face a weapon a little more dangerous than a tennis ball at that point. But, I digress. Entertaining Out West Scanner story, as always, my friend. A heck of a way to close 2023 on the Scanner story front. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the Chronicle-Telegram, pick up a physical copy of that CET today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time, as always, my friend. And, hey, a happy new year to you. Let's reconvene in 2024, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely, Rocco, and have a happy new year, and everybody out there in Radio Land, please do the same.